This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, August 31st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Collins & Aikman is closing its doors in Rantoul today. We'll hear from some of the employees of the bankrupt auto parts maker and their prospects for finding new work. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, a pleasant weekend ahead of us. But first, a look at today's news. Two Chicago men charged with murder and the death of a Central Illinois sheriff's deputy may have to wait a while for trial. Douglas County State's Attorney Kevin Nolan and attorneys for William Thompson and Yusuf Kareem Brown are due in court October 11th to try to set a date. One of Thompson's attorneys says he has only about 20% of the paperwork in the case. Thompson and Brown pleaded not guilty yesterday to murdering Douglas County Chief Deputy Tommy Martin during a string of crimes on June 21st. Martin died of his wounds on July 17th. Nolan is seeking the death penalty. Martin was shot while responding to a robbery. After a high-speed chase, Brown was arrested. Police say Thompson took hostages at an Arcola bank before giving up. A Champaign man has died from injuries sustained in a hit-and-run accident yesterday morning. The county coroner's office says 76-year-old William Higdon died yesterday at Carle Foundation Hospital from a head injury. Meanwhile, police are still seeking information on the burgundy van that allegedly struck Higdon yesterday at State and Eureka Streets around 8 yesterday morning. People in Champaign County still have trouble finding affordable oral health care. That's the conclusion of a new report on dental health needs. 5 years ago, the same concern helped launch a campaign to improve access to dental care for lower-income children and adults. But the acting head of Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District, Julie Pride, says the community group that issued the report found big gaps in treatment, though it also found reason to be hopeful.
Champaign has a very active community, a very caring community, and people stepped forward. They wanted to be on the group. They were very interested in having a forum where they could discuss these issues, and you know, both Carl and Provena and Patterson Dental and other places have stepped up and helped.
Pride says Medicaid patients are having an especially hard time finding dentists in the county who accept them. She says dentists may worry about a sudden crush of patients, or they don't like Medicaid's track record of late payments that don't cover the cost of care. Pride says reimbursements have recently gone up. Just a week after Motorola closed its software design center in Champaign, Yahoo is preparing to open a facility in the same part of town with many of the same employees. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
About 110 people have been hired for Yahoo's new engineering research facility in Champaign, and many of them were recently laid off by Motorola. It might be a jump going from Motorola's cell phones to Yahoo's internet search engines and web portals. But Yahoo Senior Vice President for Strategic Data Solutions, Basil Oje, says the former Motorola workers have the skills and experience they need.
The similarity extends in the context of you have a very small footprint that you have to work on. The software has to be extremely scalable. You have varieties, kind of variations of that software that needs to run on. Quality assurance, that is really key. There's a lot of similarity there.
The new Yahoo workers are going through orientation this week at the Champaign Country Club, and OJ says enthusiasm is high. He says the company will move in the temporary quarters at the University of Illinois Research Park next week, not far from the former Motorola site. Eventually, Yahoo will pick a permanent site of the research park. OJ says that could be in an existing building or at a new one. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A beefed-up helicopter is now handling the airlift needs of Urbana's Carle Foundation Hospital. AM 580's Tom Rogers got a chance to see and fly in the new purchase.
A typical medevac chopper will set a hospital back $4.5 million, so Carl wants to show off one of its highest-profile vehicles.
I'm going to open these back doors, too, so you can take a peek in here.
Outside, it's the same model as the previous helicopter, but inside, Chief Flight Nurse Lynn Klutz says there's more horsepower to carry more weight, and that translates into more crew members if needed.
Larger engines. These are 750 horsepower engines. There are two engines in this helicopter. Should we have an engine failure, we have another engine that could carry us for the rest of our mission. So we feel very safe in this helicopter.
The ride is loud but smooth. It has to be when carrying critically injured patients or seriously ill infants, youngsters, or expectant mothers. The helicopter shaves two-thirds off the time of an ambulance trip. Last year, Carl's Air Life Service transported 578 patients. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
A career National Guard veteran from Champaign is the new national commander of the American Legion. Martin Knatzer was elected Thursday to lead the 2.7 million member organization for a one-year term. He retired from the National Guard in 1996 as a sergeant major. He was in the active guard for 21 years. A 25-year member of the Legion, Knatzer is a member of the Lincoln American Legion post in DeLand. In an interview posted to his campaign website, Knatzer says his goals include Veterans Administration funding and taking care of our troops. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Today is the last day of production at the three Collins & Aikman auto parts plants in Rantoul. If anyone returns to work at the buildings, it will be for a different company that might move in. I spoke with a few of the 500 employees about their final week of work and their prospects for the future. The parking lot at Collins & Aikman's Plant 3 is full on Tuesday afternoon. Production remains in full swing in these final days of operation, but a handful of employees are coming and going for another purpose. A staffer with the Illinois Employment Training Center is there to help soon-to-be-laid-off workers fill out unemployment forms. One of them is 12-year Collins & Aikman employee Johnny Bass.
You know, sometimes you got to start from the bottom, make it back to the top.
For the last few years, Bass has worked on moldings for auto parts. He'd like his next job to be closer to his Urbana home, possibly at the University of Illinois.
We've seen this coming for long enough that we prepared pretty well. Set money back, paid off a lot of bills.
That's John Boyd, who's been with Collins & Aikman for 19 years. The bankrupt company announced in July that the Rantoul plants would be closing for good. More recently, there have been rumors that another company would keep the plants open and take over Collins & Aikman's contracts with large automakers. But Boyd says he's ignoring the rumors and has put money aside in preparation for the layoff.
You get to the point where you kind of don't believe it until you see it. It's basically been the thing. You know, there have been a couple of times where we thought we were really close to being bought, and just, you know, you don't believe it till it's down on paper and a done deal.
Rantoul Village Administrator David Johnston says he's also had to deal with uncertainty about the future of the Collins & Aikman plants.
This is the messy side of bankruptcy. And sharing information and doing things logically are not necessarily the approach.
Johnston says his last contact with Collins & Aikman was in the form of a letter saying the company would no longer exist as of August 31st. But while the production lines are shutting down, he says the company still hasn't dealt with its unexpired lease that it holds with Rantoul for the three plants and four other small buildings. Johnston says this leaves the village in limbo.
And because that lease is active, we really cannot entertain any discussions with any potential successor or a new business coming in for any of those buildings. So we're kind of bewildered, and our bankruptcy attorneys that we've retained are bewildered as well.
Meanwhile, for the day that lease is settled, Rantoul Economic Development Director Robert Bruce has been spreading the word to developers.
We'll have a building inventory that we haven't had before. And I think that will make us attractive to some other possibilities that we had identified previously, and that will make us also attractive to companies that we haven't had any contact with up to this point.
Bruce says as part of efforts to put a positive spin on the loss of Collins & Aikman, local chambers of commerce recently held a job fair that drew an estimated 800 people.
We had over 80 companies come here with jobs. And so that, I think, bodes very well, and would use it as a marketing tool in the future, in that obviously there was a reputation here and a perception that there were skilled people available, hardworking people available in the Rantoul area.
One of those workers, 10-year Cowens & Aikman employee Joe Perez says he leaves his job with a lot of skills to market elsewhere.
They gave me an opportunity to learn different jobs and get through. And with my position that I have now, I really have confidence in about looking for another type of job.
Perez and some other coworkers hope they still have some temporary employment the next couple of weeks. About 150 of them will be hired to clean out the three Cowens & Aikman plants. I'm Jeff Bossert. In the forecast for the region today, sunny skies, the high around 82 degrees. Clear skies tonight, the low in the mid-50s. A nice forecast for the rest of the weekend, sunny skies tomorrow with a high around 85. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, the low around 55. Sunny skies Sunday, once again a high in the mid-50s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, August 31st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.